Hello, and welcome to the Journey Artists Around the World. I am your host, Kiana the Artist. I am so happy to be here tonight. I want to tell you guys a little about who we are and what we do. The Journey Artists Around the World is a platform designed to market their content and promote their crafts by showcasing their artistic skills, ability, gifts, and powers. The platform also offers an opportunity for the audience to hear and learn and get inspired. Through this program, we'll open your mind to share and listen. It is also important for us to state that creativities who have overcome a different struggles, such as depression, drugs, discrimination, disability, and highly welcome men to come forward and share their life stories. Please get an honor to Kiana Jones. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well, thank you very much. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Can you tell the audience where you from?
Originally, I am from New Jersey. I could say also a native of Virginia. Been there for a while. And now in my new home state, Tennessee.
Nice. Nice. So, can you please tell us more about your journey as an artist, a poet, and how life has been as an artist?
How has it been? It's definitely been a journey. I really can say that. It's been an awesome journey. Of course, you know, with every journey, you know, you have your ups and downs, as far as with everything. But to get to where I am today, it definitely took a lot. It took a lot. A lot of heartaches, a lot of pain, a lot of struggles, a lot of let goes. But in the end, it helped me to become the person who I am, to just go ahead and build this beautiful, you know, art piece, or should I say a masterpiece of these words that I'm able to just express and put on paper. To help and inspire others who don't have, you know, as much hope, to just give it back to them and say, you know, don't give up, just keep on going. It may not look like, you know, it may not look like you can't see the full picture. And despite, even though you can't see the full picture, you got to realize even the little pieces that you're putting together is going to help you to form who you need to become as a person. And I know for me, that definitely helped me out a lot, far as for me to pour everything into just writing and just creating the beautiful art that I have.
Oh, wow. Fantastic. And what would you say are the accomplishments that you are proud of? And have you published any books or products like CDs?
I have. I have one book right now out. It's called You and I Inspired Me. That book is pretty much based on a lot of the losses that I went through, emotional roller coasters that, you know, we as people go through each and every day. It's just giving back, breathing back life into people when they want to give up. You know, the book is definitely like something of inspiration. You know, it's my personal journey, but written in a way to just show others that, again, no matter what you go through, you can get through every trial and tribulation. It is all meant for our good. So, yeah, it's called You and I Inspired Me. How I came about that, technically, just the title by itself, was, it was amazing. You know, I just got finished writing one of my poems and it literally just dropped in my spirit. It just dropped in my spirit. I thought I was going to use it as a quote or something, but eventually it wasn't used as that. It was pretty much, it was like, nah, this is the title of your first book, a book that I can say I'm just like at all stills till today, because I didn't think that I would have a book out here. I didn't think, you know, far as to myself, like as an artist, like, wow, I got that type of skill that I could sit there and put it in a book to encourage, help others, and just let them know to just keep on pushing.
Whoa, and that's very exciting. And can you please tell us more about the struggles that you have overcome so far and what has enabled you to overcome these such struggles?
I overcame a lot. To get me to this point, far as just losing people, you know, to, you know, physical death, people not standing by, you know, your side. So losing friendships, you know, that you know is vital and important. A lot of grief, you know, underlying, you know, grief, like a lot of grief. That is like, I just thank God every day. I thank God every day, you know, for just allowing me to have breath to be able to even speak with you even tonight. I really do just thank him and just give him like really like all the praise, because to put into words, and I know we all go through something. I know everybody goes through something, but I had to believe in myself. So one of the struggles is when I lost who I was, didn't know who I was, and I had to find self again. And I found it through things that people don't want to look at, which is unfortunately through losing, like I said, key people in my life, far as, you know, like my mother, you know, my father, my late husband, and, you know, my mother-in-law, and losing a pet, that I had to realize, like, you know what, there's more to life than what I'm looking at. I had to realize that, you know, it's the smallest things that sometimes I personally probably took for granted, but didn't realize I took for granted. I had to realize all of that. You know, just, it's really grief, to be honest with you. A lot of my struggles was dealing with grief and, you know, fighting self-esteem, because you look at a situation and it's like, I'm not good enough for that. I had to fight my mindset to get me to where I am. That was, I think, the biggest struggle, is to change the way I speak to myself. You know, I'm speaking death into myself when I had to start speaking life into myself, to understand that, no, you're more than capable. You're not going through these things just for anything. There's a reason you're going through it. And everything that I've been through so far, it just led me to this point where it's like, wow, I'm able to speak life into other people and let them know, like, don't give up. Don't give up. Because if I would have gave up, it's like, some of the people that I have is like your inspiration, they probably wouldn't even be saying that. Because guess what? I already gave up before I even started the course that I was on. You know, so it took a lot of me figuring out who I am. It took a lot of the grief that I've been through to figure out who I am. what I am and what I'm capable of doing. And in the end, it led me to the poetry aspect, where I was able to pour out those emotions, everything that I felt, and just write it on paper.
Mm-hmm.
And just continue to write and just didn't stop.
So, whoa. Interesting. That's so powerful. And would you be giving your advice to other poets that's facing the same challenges that you managed to overcome? What advice would you give them?
Don't give up. Even when those doors shut, let me tell you, son, every rejection is not a rejection. Sometimes it's a rejection just to protect you. Don't give up. Keep pushing. Keep knocking on doors. Keep putting your material out there. Allow others to sit there and hear you. No matter how nervous you are, do it. Because it's sometimes when you're nervous and when you're fearful, that's when you're supposed to put yourself out there. Because when you put yourself out there, during those times, you wind up stretching yourself and you start understanding who you are. You find out more about you as an individual person. So I would tell anybody who's an artist or a poet, keep pushing. Don't give up. Don't give up. If a door shut, that's fine, because guess what? It's going to be a light at the end of the tunnel. There's something else coming. That's just not the door for you. That's all. Mm-hmm. Keep going.
Yes. Nice. So we know you have a poem for your audience.
I do. This one is called Sleepless Nights. This is one of the first poems I can actually say that I actually put out there. And it goes like this. Close your eyes, they say, and dream a wonderful dream. A dream that can take you away to face all your fantasies, fears, and anxieties. Yet there is no dream, as it became dark as a storm that entered your life. Close your eyes, they say, and awaken to humble beginnings. Well, tell them where it should begin, this dream of dreams. Dreams that cause sleepless nights to look upon yourself and identify what's inside of you. Dream of seeing your future in front of you, and there you will see your present self. Those nights as you toss and turn, waiting for a beautiful dream to come into your mind. Sleepless you become as you continue to toss, to just realize it was the thought to never dream. Dream a dream that only you can see, but wondering if it's a dream or reality. A thought of sleepless nights bothering your very existence as it spills into your reality. Dream, they say. What is a dream? What is a dream if there is no dream to dream? Another sleepless night in darkness, just waiting for morning so you can see the light. Now open your eyes. Was it a dream, or was it true self that was faced in the darkness? Wonder until you come to a sleepless night and see what your mind will create. After all, you have 12 hours of darkness, so use it wisely to have another sleepless night.
Nice. Love that. That's so powerful. Wow. Inspirational. So as a poet, what is it like to be on this platform, the Journey Artists Around the World podcast?
It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. You know, it allows other artists to showcase who they are uniquely, because we're all different.
Mm-hmm.
It allows us to impact others.
Mm-hmm.
And impact others in a way that, as individuals, we're so unique. We all have a different way of touching other people. We have a different way. So through the poetry that you allow us to do on this platform, it allows us to give back. Give back to somebody else, you know, who is an up-and-coming poet, but don't realize they're a poet.
Mm-hmm.
it allows us to have different aspects of different styles of poetry. And there's nothing wrong with the different styles of poetry, because that's what makes us all unique as a poet. Is the different styles that we're able to bring, but at the same time, it's showing your journey.
Nice. I like that. That's very inspirational. So, do you have another poem for your audience?
I do. I definitely do. This one is called Sinner. And this one was brought about. I was just literally just sitting. And I was listening to something, and as they were talking, I just got the writing. And I couldn't stop writing. And by the end of it, I'm like, hold on, where did this poem come from? Because I was just writing. And I didn't have a title technically until the very end. After I went back and I read it, and I was like, oh, you know what? Sinner came to mind. Because we all in life have done something. And it's just, you know, I had to learn through life to confess what I've done. Because I'm not a perfect human being. So this particular poem came about, Sinner, and it goes like this. Wondering why my mind is bothering me. Deep down inside, I could hardly breathe. Convicted with emotions that became clear. Despite me suppressing, I allowed it to remain there. Confessed to God, telling of all the hurt people along the way. Clean but filthy, but what I dare not to say. Why now is this coming back like a recollection? I tried to hide, but now got me confessing. The sinner fooled by the delusional word, convicted as I stood and remained arrested. Tugging and pulling was done to my heart, in a place that I can't conceal my heart. Who am I to tell people how to live? A sinner who can never forgive. Wondering why I have agony and pain, it released me from the fear. Keep going each day, sane in the mind. With all sin, I should have lost my mind. Like a bowling ball going down the alley. Hold, wait, I can only speak. God, please help me, for I have peace. But it is not your peace, so now I'm facing reality. A sinner I will not proclaim. You forgave me, so why so hard on me? I'd allow one thing to seep in. It began to manifest because I'm free at last. Free from bondage that yoked me to my past. God, did you forgive me, or is it just my imagination? A sinner, and I talked about Judas. Who am I to talk about him? Another sinner just confessing my sins. Released, ready to build. Not wanting anything from others around. It's not being prideful. I just want to start from the ground. God, you know my heart inside and out. Yet, God, crying, my child, I'm waiting for you to come out. Touching my mind, body, and soul. Sinner, continue to come out. Stop afflicting your heart, which was only the part. I must confess. God, thank you for forgiving my heart. Cleanse from the emotions. Mind so cold, freeze each emotion. It all came out because I finally began to thaw out. Now it's time for me to build, because what I owe back. To think that I confess, I did that. When you finish this poem, you can say I admit that. Satan thought he had me. He couldn't touch my mind, body, and soul. God knew I was sin, so he gave his son to save my soul. Flee Satan, as I'm no longer a sinner. Christ shed his blood, covered me, so he made me whole. Gave me healing and oil. Now I speak life that flows like crystal water. I bind you, Satan. This sinner became free when a relationship with was built with God to set me free.
Whoa, now that's deep. Very deep. Very touching. Woo, that's so touching. So, if you was able to offer advice to the next generation poets who wish to become a re-owned poet, what would it be? And what steps would you recommend them to take?
For the next generation?
Yes.
First step, make sure you're writing. Be consistent. Because consistency is key. If you want your poem to get deeper, if you as the individual want to go deeper, stay consistent. When you're consistent, you're learning how to have discipline. And when you have discipline, you now can stay focused. So as long as you have consistency, you keep going, no matter good or bad. Long as you have discipline to sit down and actually take that time that you need to pour into your craft. Long as you have that focus and don't allow distractions to come in, what's going to wind up happening, you're going to realize how doors will begin to open far as different opportunities. Put yourself out there. I will tell anybody, put yourself out there. You're more than enough. Don't think that what you write, other people is like, they don't want to hear that because it's just your emotions. But you don't realize who needs to actually hear what you have to say. So if you can find like little local open mics, even if you don't want to go to open mic yet, if you can find friends or family that will listen to your poem and give you the feedback, accept the feedback. Because along this way too, you got to take a little bit of criticism. You got to take a little bit. But all criticism is not bad criticism. It helps you to keep getting to one stage into another. Any chance you get, share your work. Share it. Because at the end of the day, when it comes down to it, you never know who you're interacting with. And that's what I did. I just kept going. I just kept sharing my work, writing it, being consistent. Even when it's times, it's like, this ain't doing nothing for me. This ain't doing nothing. I don't feel like I'm going anywhere right about now with this. I stayed consistent. I stayed disciplined. I stayed focused because I had a goal. Put your work out there. Because somebody is going to actually be like, you know what? I love what you're doing. And I need you to come speak on my podcast. Or I need you to go speak at this event for me. And I need you to recite that poem that you just said or that poem I just written. So that's what I would really say to the next generation.
Nice. So we know you have another poem for your audience.
I do.
Yes.
I definitely, definitely do. I'm going to tell you how I came up with this particular one in the end. It's called Just Blogging Poetry. Let's begin. I had the thought to heal because I had to trust who? He told me to vibrate. It's time. In order to get to the unapologetic forgiveness, because he has risen for me, to teach me the art of letting go, so that I may have peace and patience. Even though there were sleepless nights, I learned to have the flood of gratitude. Despite so you were rejected, to learn from the past, to live in the present, to get what belongs to me in the future. So I asked, do I even have direction? Laughing out loud. Even though it's a smile behind the crowd, it's the mother in me because I had to listen to identify. To have balance, to equal boundaries, that I can rest in the storm. He gave me the keys as I was a mother that cried. I may have done unorthodox things, but I remember the book from childhood, which I had to confess I was a sinner so that I can honor him to learn a father's love. To have this perfect summer day, well, this was short but simple, because in the end, it was a gift for you and I inspired me. That poem is literally majority a lot of my titles that I blogged about. So I took the titles from all my blogs, or I'm going to say majority of all my blogs, and I created it into a poem.
Nice.
And that I didn't even realize I was doing until in the end when I finished writing, and I realized that, I just created a poem. Mm-hmm. And I was so excited about that poem because I was like, oh my God, like that really showed my creativity as an artist, to just take the blog titles from my poem and to create it into a poem. And then in the end, to land it with "You and I Inspired Me," which is the name of the, you know, of course, the name of my book. I thought that was mighty interesting. So I really enjoyed that. That's like a little, you know, light little, oh, okay. It tells a little bit of their journey. It tells a little bit of, you know, having to forgive myself and forgive others. It's telling a little bit of, you know, hey, you know, you're a gift. Don't ever think that you're not a gift. It's telling a little bit of everything. Sometimes I had the sleepless nights. Sometimes I had to realize, you know what, I need to be grateful. So I got to have the flood of gratitude. Had times where I was rejected. I had to learn from the past to stay in the present in order to get to my future. I had to smile sometimes, even in places I didn't want to smile. I had to be able to set boundaries for myself and a balance for myself. And as a mother, yeah, I shed many tears crying as a mother. I did some things that, yeah, I know I probably wasn't supposed to do. But I remember, you know what, in the end, guess what? I made it through.
Whoa. I love the other one now, too. Inspirational. All your poems is very beautiful and loving and more. So, our last question for the night is, how does your art impact the world?
Far as for the world itself, when it comes down to it, you know, I get a lot of people that may tell me some of the situations that they've been through. I get a lot of people that, you know, will talk to me, tell me about some of the situations that they've been through. What it allows me to do as an artist, far as for the world, is, again, it's all about taking what I've been through, writing it down, but allowing it to inspire others in a way of how it's going to touch them uniquely. when I write a lot of my poems, it's not far as for, I want to say, this is my interpretation. Like, I want you to interpret the poem because this is how you think that the artist wants you to interpret that poem. I want you to take from like a lot of my work, interpret it how you see fit for you, because you have a unique perspective and you may not see things like maybe someone else, but don't ever think that your perspective is not as important. So my poetry is more of, what did you get out of it? What did you learn from it?
Yes.
That's what it's about. What did you learn from the poem? And you take what you learn and you use it to allow it to inspire you. Because however you read my work, another person's not going to read it the same. So it's definitely about being okay with being different. Mm-hmm. Being okay with not being in the in crowd, if that makes sense.
Yes.
Being okay with that. It's okay to be different. So when I look at my poems, it's more of how is inspiring the world. I want people to like, just open it up. Like, you know, however you see it, that's how you see it. That's how you see it. Take what you get from it. Because there is no right and wrong to how you see in something. That's your perspective. And take what you need at that time. Because you may read it one day. Hey, it may be something that make you cry. You may read it another day. It may be something that you look like, I'm laughing and I'm joking. But you always had something different come from out of it. So just be okay with just being okay. And just allow the words that I write to inspire you to, again, not give up. And to understand, like, you know what, in life, you're going to go through some things. But at the end of the day, long as I know I'm more than enough, just keep on going.
Wow. Very interesting. We're just so happy for you to be on the Journey Artists Around the World podcast. Can you tell your audience where they can find you and everything?
Okay. Well, I'm usually on, you can pretty much follow me on Instagram. You can follow me on Twitter, which is now called X. You can follow me on Facebook. But a lot of my, the things that I do, I stay on a lot far as for my websites. I do open mics, you know, wherever I can find one, especially being in a new state now. I do the open mics. I do virtual open mics. But if you go to my website, that's usually where I post anything that I'm going to do or have anything that's going to be upcoming. And that's where you're going to actually find where I have my book on my website for sale. I have my blog that you can read a little bit more if you look like, listen, I need a little bit more inspiration. Read the blogs. That's going to help you. And that's really it. That's really it. You know, this is definitely a new journey. I can definitely say far as for me, definitely a new journey. Being in a new place, in a new space. So it's just about getting acclimated with my surroundings and everything. But it's more to come.
Thank you. And thank you for being a guest on the Journey Artists Around the World podcast. Thank you, guys. And we're thanking you for being on this podcast, being our guest all the way from Tennessee. And we just thank you. And thank you for my audience who's out there listening. Please go check her out. Please go and check her work. Follow her on Instagram, all social media. We're just so happy for you to be on here tonight. So we're going to wrap it up tonight, guys. So thank you guys for listening in on the Journey Artists Around the World podcast. I am your host, Kian the Artist, and we thank you. And we'll see you guys again. Bye. Bye, Miss Kiana Jones.
See y'all. Have a good night.
Bye.